Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please. This is the
I Am Rappaport podcast.
All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. Mr. White Folk. Some people know me as the Gringo Mandingo. I think I'm going to just go by the Gringo Mandingo from now until we get set up into the fantasy football season. As many of you may or may not know, the dingo was created around the whole concept of domination when it comes to fantasy football. It's around the fucking corner. So the gringo's back. I'm here with G Moody, last name rhymes with duty.
Yep.
Always ready, G Mo Netty.
This is true.
A lot of things to talk about.
Hell yeah.
Every single day, there's more and more craziness, more and more things that entice the Disco 2, the Malachi brothers. As you know, Dallas, we're coming to shut shit down July 29th. Live in Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show, live show at 8 p.m. with me, G Moody, Kenyon Martin, Kmart from the Two Man Weave, and very, very special guest, the 30th, the next day. The Big Three will be in Dallas. This is a live show. There's going to be a whole lot of shit talking. Tickets are available at iamrappaporttour.com. Trust me, they will sell out soon, so get them now while they are still available. There's going to be special guests. It's going to be a special show. We're known for shutting shit down with our live shows.
That's for sure.
I mean, everywhere we went on this now year and a half United States world tour, we've shut it down.
Yes.
We've got no complaints. We do meet and greets with the people after for free. It's our privilege. It's our pleasure to fuck with you after the show, and we're going to be doing it live July 29th, Texas Theater, show at 8, special guest, Kmart's going to be in the building, and all I'm going to say is the entire Big 3 crew will be in Dallas. Rest assured, I'm going to have a whole bunch of motherfuckers show up to the show.
Hell yeah. That's dope. Can't wait. Looking forward.
So Monetti.
What's up?
O.J. Simpson is paroled. He's going to be let out of jail October 1st. I believe he'll probably let out of jail a little bit before that. Where do we start with motherfucking O.J.?
Oh, man. What's the over and under in Vegas? What's the line on him getting out and getting with a white chick? That's the thing. Can I bet on that? That, you know, like you can bet on all kind of shit at the Super Bowl and all kind of stuff. I should be able to bet on whether he's going to get a white girl after all he's been through.
Oh, he'll have himself a nice little snow bunny within 24 hours. He's probably got a whole bunch of pen pals lined up.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson is the charter member of the White Girl Syndrome. He is the face of White Girl Syndrome. If there's new listeners to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, this is a disease that was diagnosed by Dr. G. Monetti.
Yep.
Dr. Moody, just give a brief history on what White Girl Syndrome is and why OJ is the charter member of this community, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
When a brother loses his mind, just to go with the white chick. We call that the syndrome. Like, you wouldn't do that for nobody else. So you have a syndrome and so a behavior that you lose your mind, you lose your sensibilities, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and it usually ends up, well, with OJ, this is what happened.
Yeah.
So he represents all the worst of the syndrome.
Yeah. I mean, things went to the left, to say the least.
Yes.
With OJ and his pang for white chicks. I don't care who you mess around with. Do what you want to do. But whoever it is, don't put any females or don't put any guys talking to the ladies ahead of your well-being and your goddamn sense. I've been down that road. My history has been documented. It ain't worth it. It ain't going to solve it. Wrap yourself up in a little blanket. Turn on some Bobby Womack. And in a few hours, the morning will come and everything will be all right.
Yes. And remember, when he was with the black woman, the black wife, he didn't separate himself from black people. When he got with the white woman, then he started to say, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Yes. I'm not
so,
black. I'm
so
OJ.
any sick thinking like that is symptomatic of the syndrome.
So your first question is if Vegas is going to take any lines, any action on I don't think it's a matter of if he'll get himself a little snow bunny. It's a matter of when. I think Vegas, if we really brought this up to some people in Vegas, it's a matter of when. Like, when will he claim something?
Right. It could be wagered on. That should be able to be wagered on due to his history.
So what do you think about OJ getting out? Like, everybody watched the probation hearing. It was disgusting. There's no humility after all the shit that he's done, after all that he's been through. Like, he's just so reactionary, and he's still, like, the same motherfucker. I mean, I don't understand it.
I mean, yo, everything is gone. They took, you know, his life, everything is different. Man, for him to get out, I guess he's just happy. Yo, like, yo, you probably didn't even think he was going to get out. And now, it's like, yo, my life is basically over. You know, I'm like a laughing stock. Like, how else would you be? You know, you'd just be like, fuck it, I'm out. I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got about 2 more months in jail, and then he's getting out, and then O.J. Simpson. And, you know, there's liens on all his stuff. He gets $19,000 a month from the NFL, but everything he earns, aside from that, the Goldman family collects. And, you know, they're going to be on him. Imagine how they must be feeling right now.
Right, right, yeah.
The whole thing is just, the shit is surreal. And to think about where we came from I think it was 1994 with the O.J. chase and the trial and where we are to today, so many things have changed in the world, but so many things are the same. You know, race is just a never-ending jigsaw puzzle that provokes, that enrages, that confuses, that causes violence, and all sorts of things. And you know what's interesting? You know, we've been talking about the race issue in the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight. And you know, as you may or may not know, I assume if you listen to the podcast, you follow me on some sort of social media. You know I'm active. I sent out a tweet a couple of weeks ago. I said, when Conor McGregor is cocky, arrogant, and disrespectful, it's deemed fun and playful. When black athletes do the same, it's deemed obnoxious and classless.
Yes.
I've gotten more comments, more responses, pro and anti, agreeing, not agreeing, calling me a race baiter, all these different things from that one tweet than all the tweets I've ever made.
Yeah, that's a tricky topic, man. I mean, yo, that's how the media presents shit. That's how they do it. You know what I'm saying? And they present that, and, you know, people see it. They see the difference, you know, and that's what it is. That's what they do.
You know, and then a lot of people were like, you know, why are you saying that? You're a race baiter. What about Muhammad Ali? First of all, when Muhammad Ali first came on the scene as Cassius Clay, he was public enemy number one. He didn't become beloved for a long time.
Oh, they hated this fucking guy, man. Muhammad Ali was hated. Muhammad Ali was hated, you know, and after a while, now when he, you know, they were like, "Oh, he stood up for his rights, and he didn't go to the military. He was real, you know." But they hated this guy.
Hated him, and we're not comparing this fucking Conor McGregor or this fucking Floyd Mayweather to the great Muhammad Ali. Not by a long chance. But when you see like Rob Gronkowski running around with his shirt off in the summer and spiking the football and doing all that, it's playful, it's fun, it's just Gronk being Gronk. When Antonio Brown is out there twerking and doing all that other shit, it's cocky. Yeah. And I'm not saying everybody feels this way, because, you know, I'm saying this, it's like, you know, listen.
This is the way it's presented to the viewer. Yo, what if James Harrison was running around without a shirt on? You know, they wouldn't call that shit playful. No. They would say, why don't he just grow up?
Yeah, that would be frightening. James Harrison would be looked at as a thug, intimidating, criminal, jailhouse. Yep. Imagine James Harrison running around with his fucking shirt off. How that would, it would get a rise out of people. Gronkowski,
chugging a beer.
Now, it's not all black athletes. And I don't understand why these conversations offend people. Like, people were literally offended by my tweet. They were offended.
Listen, when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the only one that yell is the one that got hit. So you hit motherfuckers, and they know what time it is. They know how, that's how it's presented. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Gronkowski, he can do no fucking wrong. Let these other motherfuckers run around with their shirt off and these tight ends, the black tight ends, and be chugging a beer and grabbing women and doing all kind of shit. They would arrest these motherfuckers easily.
And I'm not here to say that I'm crystal clear, crystal clean, and I'm in touch with fucking race and religion and anti-Semitism, and I'm fucking pure. I'm not, by any means. I just think the conversation is important. I think it's important to make mistakes. I think it's important to step on toes. I think it's important to offend people. I think it's important to be offended. And I think it's important to take all that and lean forward and move forward and take a minuscule of information and maybe rethink the way you, me, everybody looks at things. By no means am I fucking crystal, you know, clear and pure. I don't think anybody is. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. The fact of the matter is that race is the never, ever ending jigsaw puzzle. And to sweep it under the rug and to try to say that it doesn't exist and that people don't have their things that make them uncomfortable or offended or scared is bullshit. That's the only thing that I'm aware of in my point of view, is that I know those things in myself, and I think it's important to have those conversations. And of all the tweets that I've said, all the offensive things that I've said, all the obnoxious, bugged out things that I've said, for that to be the most responded to tweet that I've ever had, to me is bugged out. It's bugged out. And the reality of it is, there's so many racial undertones with this McGregor-Mayweather fight, and it's going to all come to a head, the week before that fight, because that's when it's going to, you know, when it becomes real. And I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I don't think it's anything to shy away from. I think we could learn something about ourselves in the midst of paying $99 for what's inevitably going to be a boring fucking fight.
Basically, Floyd Mayweather is fighting an amateur.
He's going to win that fight easy.
This guy just got his boxing license 2 months ago. First professional fight. It's basically equivalent to fighting me or you.
Yeah, it's going to be a boring fight. And he's not going to knock him out. And I've said it before, it's going to be a boring fight. And yada, yada, yada. Speaking of race, yes. Mr. Moody.
Yes.
Beyonce, Queen B, Bay.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
She had her figure done at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. And
I saw that.
People are very upset because in the photo, it appears that Beyonce is a little bit more light-skinned than she appears, just a little bit more light-skinned than she appears in the videos.
I didn't think.
No, go ahead, please.
I didn't think so. I thought they got it spot on. You know, when you whitewash yourself, they only make what they see.
Right.
So if you got the blonde hair and you know your skin is lighter somehow, well, they're going to make that. So if it's whitewash, just blame yourself, because you put that out there. So they drew and they wax figured what they see.
I agree. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's complaining that the hair is wrong. Nobody's complaining that the 2.5 foot blonde hair, which is obviously not natural, is wrong. No, nobody's upset about that. All the people that are offended that she's whitewashed, but nobody's upset with Beyonce that for her 20-something year career as being arguably the biggest star in the world, certainly of the last 10 years, she's the biggest. When she came out, she wasn't the biggest, but she's built herself into that.
Hell yeah.
During that entire career, she's had extensions, weaves, and giving herself blonde Suzanne Summer curls. So if they made her skin tone a little bit lighter than it normally is, why aren't you complaining about the fact that they didn't give her an afro or some braids? Because she doesn't wear her hair like that. She wears her hair like fucking Suzanne Summer.
Right, right. I say now it's time to relinquish the blonde wig. Relinquish. Vanquish. Get that shit out of here. You don't need none of that shit no more. You already put on already. You got put on and you made, you're an icon. It's time to let that shit go, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're beautiful without the blonde weave. She's Word. Clearly beautiful. She's clearly ridiculously talented. Why the fucking weave? And if you're gonna and if you're gonna be mad at Madame Tussaud for making her skin a little lighter, why aren't you mad at Beyonce for wearing a blonde wig? You're not Suzanne Summer. You're not Pam Anderson. Why do you have a blonde weave on for the entire duration of your career? I don't understand it. When you're gorgeous, you're fucking Beyonce.
I know. You don't need that shit.
And you're talking about Becky with the good hair. What about you?
Yeah. I didn't know hair had moral qualities. My hair is good. Shit. What the fuck you talking about?
Well, you don't have any. You shave your hair.
But the shit I shave is good.
Yes. Yes, it's fantastic. It's very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of race.
Oh, yeah.
You know that NBC sportscaster, Mike Tirico? He said he is not a black guy. Wait.
Hold on. Mike Tirico said he's not black? What did he say he is?
He said he's not black, and I'll read you the quote. This article came out in 1991. They pulled it out. This is his quote. When people go around and say, you are black, well, I don't encourage it. But by the same token, I don't back off of it. If you want to call me that, that's fine. But you know, in my whole family, there's nobody I know who is black. Now, you've seen this motherfucker, right?
Well, what the fuck does he think he is?
He thinks he's, he said Italian. His mom.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is he talking about? He ain't a fucking Italian. He's not fucking Paisan.
This is what he said. I think what happened was, you know, maybe, you know, single mom, maybe Mom Duke strolled over to South Jamaica, Queens, met one of the brothers out there, boom, boom, bam, something happens. There you go, Mike. It could be that. That could be the only reason that you're the only black person in this whole family. Doesn't that seem unusual, motherfucker?
Yeah, what is they he told talking you? About?
What they told you?
Why are you going out of your way to say that shit?
Yeah, this is that sickness. This is that a self-medicating shit. Well, he will say he's anything but black. When it's clear, when you look at him, this is a black man. That's that mental sickness. It's like a disease, man. Like you, it's a self-hatred where you want to be anything but black. Cause you don't see Irish motherfuckers saying, you ask an Irish motherfucker, what are you? Oh, I'm Irish. No problem. Somebody, a Scottish person, Scottish. Why is it always these type of clowns, man? That be, I'm not black. Look at him. Look at the guy. What part of the bus would this guy be on in 1950?
Yeah.
If he got arrested, what would he be described as on the arrest report? Don't bullshit yourself. Stop dealing in a fantasy and deal with reality. What you see in the mirror is a black person. There's no shame in that. The fuck? You're trying to do something that's impossible.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this fucking guy, man. Look at fucking Tiger Woods. He tried that shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers need a wake-up call, like a service. When you get out of hand and you think shit is sweet, yo, this is what it is, B. So, and then for you to say that, You just look really stupid, man.
Yeah, you look really fucking dumb. Yeah. Miles, please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did
what?
No. No.
No.
No.
Yes. 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 This is the sick fuck of the week. This is an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, not given. This is given to a certain type with a certain je ne sais quoi, as the French say. This is fucked up. Florida. A bunch of teenagers, laughed as a disabled man drowned in a pond. The teen sat there and mocked the 32-year-old disabled man, did nothing, screaming at him, poking fun, laughing.
Damn.
While a guy died right in front of their face. You sick fucks. You detached from reality animals.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you're probably going to get arrested, okay? And you're probably going to go to some sort of juvie. And your life's fucked because you think things are funny. You know what's funny? SpongeBob SquarePants every day for the next 17 years of your life in prison, you fuck. Then you're going to think something's funny. When you got to watch fucking cartoons for the rest of your life because you're in fucking jail and they only got four channels, you fuck you.
Right.
These other teenagers in London facing 15 charges in connection to going up to random people, instead of robbing them the good old-fashioned way, they're throwing acid in people's faces.
Throwing what?
Acid in people's faces.
Oh.
Like, you know, to disfigure them and burn them.
Oh, man. Yo, this you should be shot. They should be fucking, yo, doing shit like that, yo. No rules, man. If we catch you, we do what we want.
Well, why do we need to rehabilitate an animal like that? What good are they going to be?
Yeah. Yeah. Doing shit like that, that's a crime against humanity. Like, that's just so out of the loop. When we catch you, we're going to do what we want.
Yeah. You know that also in the United Kingdom, there is, I call it an epidemic. Vagina surgery is being sought by girls as young as 9 years old. Women,
for what?
Girls as young as 9 years old are so upset by the way that their vaginas look. They want to get them reshaped, shortened, and fixed while they're teenagers, girls.
Mm. I don't understand that. It's hard to comment on a nine-year-old worried about her vagina and how it looks.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's sick shit, B. That's all that is. That's sick shit.
Yeah.
That's why we don't understand it.
Right, and that's why we have it in the sick fuck of the week segment. We didn't just throw it in there in the middle of the, you know, the other segments.
Right.
There's a reason why it's an award-winning segment called the sick fuck of the week segment.
Yes.
It's very clear.
I have one.
Oh, a sick fuck of the week?
Yes.
Oh.
The barbarians who get joy from killing the creator's defenseless creations executed Cecil the Lion's son.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Remember Cecil the Lion? The lion that was shot down by some paid hunters? It's not like they go out into the bush and fight these animals mano-a-mano. No, they go to like an amusement park where it's all set up and they shoot them and they bring them home.
Amusement of death. Now, it's a killing for no reason, right? And they call this a sport. Sneaking up behind an animal and blowing its brains out is not a fucking sport, yo.
No.
It's not like these animals have made their way into the cities and they're running amok and human beings are in danger. They're attacking humans. These animals on two legs go to where the animals are living peacefully and will just blow them away. And
I don't understand how that could be fulfilling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Hiding behind shit. They're running. You catch them out there on some sneak shit. Why don't you go out there with no gun
right.
and do some like the Sudan, like Manute Bol.
Right.
Manute Bol killed a motherfucker with his hands.
Right.
A lion.
Right.
He gets props for that.
Right. Manute Bol was about it. You're a fuck.
Yeah.
You're a fuck. Yeah. You're out there with your gun and your bow and arrows and whatever the fuck else you bring. And you think that's cool? You think that's dope?
And you hiding. And you hiding. You're hiding with the gun. Manute Bol went straight head. He went head up with the lion.
All right. Shout out to the late, great Manute Bol. His son, Bol Bol.
Yeah,
Is the most highly recruited high school basketball player. Bol Bol is his name. We're trying to get him to go to St. John's. I don't know where he's going to wind up, but I know that me, Ronnie Artest, and Chris Mullen, we want this fucking kid to go to St. John's. So if you're listening, Bol Bol, and I suspect you're probably not, you're missing out. You're probably listening to the new 21 Savage record. Knock yourself out. You could be learning yourself by listening to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. But Bol Bol, if you're out there, you'll be in good hands at St. John's with Chris Mullen, Mitch Richmond, guys like Ron Artest. Great basketball players come out of St. John's. Do yourself a favor. Don't be like everyone else, Bol Bol. If you can make it in New York, if you can make it in St. John's, you'll be in Queens, New York. You know what kind of a king you'd be? No one gives a shit about you. You're interchangeable in North Carolina and all these other big schools. You go to St. fucking John's playing at the Garden. I want to give my man Woody Allen keep his head up. He was out there doing one of his jazz concerts in Germany. And they came on stage, topless protesters came on stage to try to interrupt Woody Allen's jazz concert. You know, he plays the clarinet.
Oh.
The protesters are lucky that Woody didn't smack fire out of one of them.
Woody ain't fucking nobody up, man.
Yo, listen. If I'm Woody Allen and you come on the stage while I'm there doing my thing, I'm smacking you with the clarinet.
Yeah, I would. You would. Yeah, hell yeah. You on my domain. It's anything goes. I'm up here trying to get this paper. And you come up on my shit.
you bullshitting around.
Yeah. Yo, Woody got to smack fire at the guys, man.
What do you think about this? The other day I suggested, nobody took notice of this for some reason. I don't know why. But I suggest that the New England Patriots change their name to the Boston Patriots, not a peep. No one gravitated to that. No one agreed with me. No one understood my point of view. That's fine. But Tom Brady is writing a self-help book about how to become Tom Brady.
Oh, this guy's full of himself, man.
Yeah, nobody wants to fucking be like you, Tom Brady.
Word. Because you could throw a football? Who gives a fuck, man? And you cheated.
Yeah,
what about
you think we want to read a self-help? You might sell that shit, you know, in New England and in, you know, that area. But the rest of the country doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't care. The Giants beat y'all. We don't give a fuck about that, man.
He's got a cookbook and now he's got a self-help book. What the fuck do you think you are, man?
Yeah, what about a fucking air pin book?
Right. Why don't you do a deflate, you know, air out of a balloon book? Do some magic tricks. How you make air deflate out of ball book.
Right. Sponsored by Wilson.
Yeah.
You can throw a football good. So what?
What else you got, Moody?
I heard Jada Pinkett was out there getting money in Baltimore, moving bricks. She said she was a drug dealer when she met Pac.
Yeah, she was a fucking drug dealer. She said she was pushing that weight, right?
Yeah, I expect to see her on the cover of Feds magazine. She said she was dealing drugs, and let me say this. Going hand to hand as a low totem pole of the whole drug thing isn't considered being a drug dealer.
No.
That's a fried chicken wings and rice money.
Right.
Don't bullshit yourself, girl.
Yeah, you sold a couple of dime bags for one semester in the 12th grade. Cut the shit, Jada.
Right. And then Tupac walks around the corner. He buys some weed for you. You strike up a friendship. The rest is history.
Yeah, cut the shit. She's just promoting her new movie that actually looks fun. And then she said, but she's going to save the rest of the story for her book. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, she was in B-more getting it in.
Yeah, right.
She had two blocks. She held it down, yo.
She said she had two fucking blocks.
That's what's coming in the book.
Right, she's going to tell the story like The Wire was all about her. Everybody knows that I am about that fantasy football life. Me, G. Monetti, are going to be at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Sunday, August 20th. And we're not going to be there alone this time. We're going to be podcasting, yes. But this time, we got Matthew Berry, Trey Wingo, Jim Brewer, and the motherfucking Gronk. The Dingo and the Gronk are meeting in Gillette. It's good, like it's like a fucking monster movie. The Dingo meets the Gronk live in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Sunday, August 20th, live podcast, duress, mock drafts, access to the field where the New England Patriots play. I am about that fantasy football life. Come up there, rock with us. It's all fantasy, everything. Me, Matthew Berry, Trey Wingo, Jim Brewer, and the motherfucking Gronk. Get in the fucking monkey cage live. Unless you're scared to dance with the Dingo, you might be scared. Go to dancewiththedingo.com. Use the promo code Dingo to get $15 off your tickets. It's going to be a fantastic event. Restrictions may apply. Promo ends August 19th, 2017. See the website for further details, dancewiththedingo.com. Me and my good friends at DraftKings were doing it August 20th at Gillette. You got anything else, G?
Yo, Game of Thrones creators creating an alternative reality show called Confederate. It's basically what if the South won the Civil War, you know? So I want to see that. I know it's going to be some crazy shit, but a lot of these Confederate people, you know, now that these statues are the states are taking them down, they're all in an uproar. And I got one thing to say to these motherfuckers.
Go ahead.
Remember this. Robert E. Lee killed more Americans than Osama bin Laden. So
damn.
Let's just rename Columbus Circle to Osama Circle.
Right.
And put up a statue of Osama. Cut the shit. These guys aren't heroes when you peel back the layers and to see all the shit that they did. You got to get rid of that shit and you got to come into the real world.
Yeah.
That was barbaric.
Animalistic behavior.
Yeah, they can't be saluted. You know, they shouldn't be saluted when you peel the layers back. And motherfuckers say, oh, you can't judge them in the context of their time. So it's never a good time to be raping babies, motherfucker. There's
Jesus
no
Christ.
Good time for that. Yeah. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck is you saying?
Right. Bullshit, man. That's it for me, man.
All right. It's the end of the Iron Rapaport Stereo podcast. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but me, the Gringo Mandingo, I like to write. I've tipped my hat about something special coming October 30th. Something big, something special in the writing world. There's more on that coming soon, but until then, we've started a blog that I've been adding to between podcasts at barstoolsports.com. We have the blog. We're winning in that world too. Check us out at barstoolsports.com. I love the blog. And trust me, I told you I like to write. I got something special coming. Yo, all the Buttersoft I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are available at barstoolsports.com. Search for I Am Rappaport, barstoolsports.com. We got the new Sucker Shit t-shirt, the Gringo Man Dingo on white, the I Am Rappaport American Edition, and the Cease and Desist t-shirts, just like the Kardashians did. I wore mine on FS1 the other day. It was fantastic. I want to give a shout out to my man, Jonathan David from the Clippers. He's getting married this weekend to his sweetheart, Stephanie. God bless you. Good luck. Have a great wedding. Fantastic wedding. And I'm done. We're done. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Me, G Moody, last name rhymes with Duty, the Gringo Man Dingo. We're out.